I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3, the podcast where I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, attempt to resuscitate a movie that was forcefully taken from us all.
It's true.
Yeah, we didn't deserve for that movie to be canceled.
No, I feel robbed.
Yeah, so here I am with my fellow Robbie, I guess.
Yes, correct.
Spencer Olson.
Hi.
Spencer is a artist, writer, performer. What else can I add to that list? Actor. You're kind of like, you do performance art on Instagram, I would say.
I guess that's all applicable.
Comedian. Yeah.
I wouldn't say comedian. I don't do stand-up.
No stand-up, but like, you do comedy.
I'm like a loller.
You do funny things. You're a loller. Yes. Yeah.
Not a loller by trade, but yeah.
Love that. A loller by soul. So this podcast has taken a little bit of a hiatus, as I tend to my other pods, but it's always important to get back because this is actually my favorite podcast that I do. I think it's meaningful.
It's my favorite of yours.
Thank you.
I love it. It means so much to me.
I think it means a lot to the world, I would like to think. Even though the listenership is lower, it's like, it's the hidden gem.
Yes.
In what I'm doing. Tell me about your Sex and the City journey. Like, how did you come to be obsessed with the show?
Sex and the City was so important to me as a kid because I had to hide that I was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So at my house, we didn't have cable, but when I would go to like an aunt's for Thanksgiving, I would have to very strategically like watch it late at night with my finger on like the return channel button.
Yeah.
In case like someone walked in and then I'd have to switch back really quickly to Nickelodeon.
Yes.
Or what have you.
Because it was like R-rated material, nudity and stuff.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. God forbid, like Miranda's pubes were up when...
Oh my God. You'd get grounded.
Oh, fully. Mm-hmm. So it was a big secret. So I didn't get to watch it in earnest until like 21.
Yeah.
When I bought an HBO Go subscription.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I was like the same. I kind of watched like the first couple seasons with my stepmom at the time, and she was like 29 and I was like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So it was like really special. But then I was at boarding school, and I remember on one visit coming home, I was in like a hotel with my mom, and Sex and the City just happened to be playing on some channel. And I was like, thank God, like, yes. And my mom was very conservative. And it was the episode where Samantha blows the guy with funky tasting spunk. And as soon as that scene happened and she was like, his spunk is funky, my mom was like,
you need to turn this off. Like, this is disgusting. Oh. And like, I cannot believe that you would watch this.
It's amazing how private it was. Like, I don't even think I would have mentioned to my mom that I had any interest in the show. Like, I definitely clocked a bus poster and was like, I'm going to find that.
Yeah.
I'll find that.
It's
later.
A must.
I'll find that later. Mm-hmm. So, so it took a lot of hard work.
I'm glad you got there eventually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It taught me a lot.
Dreams achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me quite a bit.
What is happening recently? I was like looking at the Daily Mail, my favorite website of all time, to see what our girls have been up to. And I'm happy to report that SJP is just like living, laughing, and reading in the Hamptons.
Oh, yeah.
Her
yeah.
spirit, like her truest form is
Divorce
just like Hamptons.
Just premiered, which I enjoy. I really do.
I didn't, you know, I fell off after season one. Do I need to get back into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Molly Shannon is Molly a fantastic Shannon is addition great. To it. Yeah.
And I like Thomas Hayden Church in it. Like, he rubs me the wrong way in almost everything else, but in this, I think he fits well.
Yeah, it applies to his character. Okay. It works.
Maybe I'll dive back in because I do miss SJP.
It's nice to just see her.
It's nice to see her. She gives us a little bit of Carrie Bradshaw in everything she does.
It's true.
But like her highlights kind of, she's like doing the Carrie highlights again.
It really does fill a void, which like when I'm not watching Divorce, like this podcast has done for me.
Oh, thanks.
Which, to any listeners who haven't listened to this yet, the Dan Levy episode.
That was a true epic.
The two of you did such a masterful job.
Thank you.
That it gives me, like, goosebumps.
I think we nailed something special there. Yeah. That was, like, the first one that really took the movie making seriously.
Yeah.
And so, bless him for that, because, you know, I love to just, like, spiral off the face of the planet.
Oh, I want to read the screenplay.
Yeah.
Like, I want that screenplay.
Mm-hmm. It all worked. I love, like, their Patagonia adventure. It had some really good locations. Yeah, I really hope. You know, my biggest dream is that one day Michael Patrick King stumbles across this podcast and is like,
let's do
this movie.
I believe in that.
Yeah.
I do. I'm going to light a candle for that.
Okay, same.
Yeah. I believe in that.
All right, so you know how this goes.
Yes.
I'm really excited because you mentioned when we were texting about this that you were going to bring like a fantasy element to the table. Okay, I'm really glad that you continued down that road. So I'm going to throw to you.
Okay.
And give you the floor. Please tell me what your storylines are.
Okay. Well, another important thing. Sex in the City was formative, but Hocus Pocus more so.
Yes.
So...
Oh, that was when SJP really got on all of our radars,
it's
I would
true.
Say.
She is synonymous with witchcraft to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this was an easy pairing for
me. Oh my God. I love it.
It was immediate.
Just, like, her look in Hocus Pocus is iconic.
Oh, it's so hot.
The ice blonde hair, dark brows.
Mm-hmm.
The like busty, like bustier things that they wear, whatever the
purple
fuck.
Silk. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, she's really good. And she did a lot of high pitched squealing in that movie. Mm-hmm. That was like the first time we really got the SJP squeal.
Yeah.
And that too is iconic. She's given us so fucking much.
It's true.
Oh,
God, she's a national treasure.
She
okay.
is.
So I want this to start around Carrie's birthday, which is early October.
Okay.
I did have to wiki that, but it's October 6th.
I didn't
it's
even
October
know that.
6th.
What does that make her?
She's a Libra.
A Libra. Yeah. Okay. Classic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She seems very Libra to me.
So this is, I really want to honor the fact that these two actresses like did have an argument.
Beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
is Kim part of the movie?
She is.
Okay, good.
She is. So in my ideal future, they've made up and agreed to do this movie.
Yes.
And honor their tension as part of the plot.
Perfect.
I think that's the
art
most
imitating
adult thing
life.
To do. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. And I really think that someday they'll get over it. Like, I don't think that it's done yet.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The biggest blessing that we could get is that, like, when all these women are in their 70s and 80s, that's when we get Sex in the City 3.
Which, I mean,
It's truly not over until it's over.
Right.
It's actually not over until they're gone and mm-hmm. we've all died. Mm-hmm. And then there may not ever be a Sex in the City.
And then it's history. Yeah. Yes, yeah. But until then, no. So everybody's back.
Okay.
Everybody's in it.
Love it.
It's full tilt. It's all of it. So I want to imagine that this is like 3 years from now. So okay. Like 2022.
Yeah.
So it's Carrie's 55th birthday. And we see them all. It's like early October in the city. And like mm-hmm. maybe it begins with like spooky bells, like for the theme, like dun, 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 dun. Like it's a little haunting.
Yeah. And like an organ, like church bells, yes, that or like be, an yeah. organ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like leaves are rustling. And
I have an idea to piggyback on this. Yes. What if it's like do 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 do.
Fuck. Yes. Yes. 100%.
Okay, great.
I'm writing it down.
Great, great, great.
So we start with that, and it's Halloween in the city, like a little early. Like yeah, everyone's
but ready. Everyone gets right. like all hopped up for Halloween, like mm-hmm. a month in advance. Anyways, exactly. So
we're leaning into that, and then like a newspaper flies by, and it's just like a vague witch hunt article. You mm-hmm. know, Donald Trump is still screaming. Like, let's hope he's not around. But
yeah, but who knows?
That part's vague.
Yeah.
So, the newspaper flies by, and then we. We arrive at, I think, Miranda first, and she's like at the firm, and she's dealing with some kind of city planning issue. Like she's for the Halloween parade in the West Village.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's going to be the biggest ever. Like the turnout's going to be insane. Like we have to start dealing with this now. Like we've been behind on so much, and everyone's just like ignoring her and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Cause she's at that like small, like chill firm now mm-hmm. that posts SATC 2, where she's like dealing with more just like city issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, this is important. This is important culture. Like this brings people out. Like it's so unifying. Mm-hmm. This is something that we really need to give.
Yeah. And maybe she's like, let's like, she loves the focus is not just on like Halloween costumes, right. but like all elements of Halloween, and yes. is really trying to make it like an educational, inclusive, and cultural.
Yes, about experience. The history of like, yes, yeah, 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 exactly. That's a great idea that mm-hmm. she's including like the condemnation of women as witches and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I think that's like great. All Hallows Eve, mm-hmm. any iteration of Halloween around the globe is going to be represented at this year's Halloween parade.
Exactly. And some stuffy shirt like rolls their eyes at her and like, you know.
Yeah. So some cis white male.
Right, exactly. So she's she's having issues. And then we cut to Samantha, and she's at like Halloween Adventure on 4th Avenue. Like, mm-hmm. like she's just like, she's got shopping bags. Like she's been out all day. Like she's, you know, this is one of her last stops, and she's just like browsing. And maybe a hot employee is like looking for something specific. And she's like, oh, I just like to get a head start. And he holds up like a sorceress costume. And he's like, I think this would look great on you. And then, like, we wipe as, you know, she pushes him into a stock room or something.
Yeah. So it's like a kind of like an Elvira-esque yes. costume.
Yeah. Very I think we should,
yeah, just
evil.
Like Elvira, mm-hmm. like lean into that. And completely. She's like, you know me too well. Yes. And he's like young. He's like right. 18,
yeah.
but hot.
Like kind of a mustache, like mm-hmm. a baby mustache.
A yeah. baby mustache. He's like a hip, like a hot hipster that's just like working at this Halloween store.
I love that.
Yeah. And yeah. so Samantha like pushes him in the dressing room.
Exactly.
And they do what they do. They I do what Samantha it. Does best. Fuck.
Like on a pile of skeletons. So then we arrive at Charlotte, and she's like Skyping with Lily and Rose. Mm-hmm. And they're older now. Like, would they be college age?
Lily, I think, would be like 15-ish.
Okay.
If we're thinking, yeah, I mean, I think we could fudge it too, where it's like she's 18 or like a freshman in college.
Got it.
Yeah.
I want to say that they're both not at home.
Okay.
Like, so boarding school or something.
Yeah, they're both at boarding school.
Yeah.
Lily's a senior, and Rose is like, she's like 10 or 11.
Okay.
But they got her out of there quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charlotte will never forgive. Well, it wasn't Rose that slapped her Valentino's skirt with the red paint. Wasn't that Lily?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that after that whole
thing. Wait, which is the older one? Lily.
Lily's the older one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Rose is the younger, her biological baby with Harry.
Right.
I think after that, and then her nanny quit. And then she was like, I cannot go through all this nanny stuff again. So off to boarding school, you guys go. Yeah. When you have each other, it's great.
Irish titty nanny was the last straw.
Yeah, she was like, thank God she was a lesbian. She was so amazing. But she left to go pursue other things. And now it's just like, how could I ever? You guys have just got to go. You leave me.
But she loves them. So yeah, I imagine.
They love it. So it's been worked out for everyone.
Exactly. She's Skyping with them, mm-hmm. and she's like, are you going to come home for Halloween? Like, the parade, like, we could all dress up as, like, the Wizard of Oz. And they're like, Mom, like, no.
Yeah.
No.
No way.
No. That does not sound
fun. Lily's like, there's actually, like, a lot going on here, and there's throwing, like, a Halloween dance, so I'm going to stay here. And, like, she shows Charlotte her costume, and it's, like, a slutty cat costume.
And she's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, oh.
Charlotte has to deal with the fact that, like, Lily's style is, like, maybe Lily's, like, really into, like, anime and, like, kind of, like, sexy.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's a Final Fantasy character.
She's like, total Final Fantasy. Yeah,
full midriff, like.
Yeah. And she's just, like, thank God she's at boarding school, so she can't really, like, go all out during the day because she has to adhere to, like, uniforms, mm-hmm. but she still finds a way to, like, sex up a uniform
and, like, cinch her shirt.
Yeah. Ooh, and, like, Rose, who's like 11 in this scenario, yes. will do anything that Lily does. She, like, can't travel alone on the train,
so she might, like, be on, like, a furry bend. She might be, like, like, on her way to becoming a furry.
Yeah, like, Lily always dresses Rose up as, like, her pet or whatever, because every, like, cool girl needs, like, their pet accessory. And so Rose is like, yeah, and I have to be her doggy. And then, like, they, like, have whole thing planned. So it's like, okay, the girls are not coming home for Halloween.
And Charlotte's crestfallen because she, like, would love to, like, not take them trick-or-treating, but, you know, just, like, be have a weekend. Them. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Bake.
Exactly.
Etc.
So she's a little crestfallen. And so then we arrive at Carrie, mm-hmm. who, it's her birthday.
Yeah.
Like, she's had a great morning. Like, maybe she spent it by herself a little bit. She's having dinner with the girls. Like, that's what she's headed toward. So I want to see her, like, getting ready.
Okay.
And Big is just kind of in the background,
yeah,
like, being distant and kind of cold,
mm-hmm.
and looking out the window like watching a storm gather or something.
This is mind is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's nervous about something.
She's asking him questions. It's like later that evening, mm-hmm. and like she's asking him, like, does this look okay? Does this, like, what do you think of this shoe?
Yes.
And he's kind of just, like, distracted, like, not really paying attention.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, baby.
And then we see, I like to think that, like, we get just glimpses of her outfit. And then mm-hmm. when she decides that she's ready to come out, she, like, thrusts the doors of the closet open and the music swells and she comes out in, like, a crazy fucking outfit.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's like, honey, I'm ready. And, like, does, like, a little, it's like a little beat on Carrie and her look.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time since we've really gotten a Carrie moment.
Maybe she got maybe that whole montage is set to, like, I want to be evil, like Eartha Kitt. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
We get 2 full minutes of trying on clothes.
Of just, like, a tight coming up and, like, a boot going on and off and, like, a bangle and, like, a little flip of the hair. And then finally you get, like, the money shot.
Exactly. It's all kind of subtly witchy. Like, she's got, like a fishnet fingerless glove on.
Yeah.
And, like,
Chanel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Precisely. She's in, like, a full witchy Chanel, mm-hmm. like, couture look.
So she throws open the curtains, like you said, and Big is just, like, not phased.
Yeah.
He's just,
like, wow.
Yeah.
And then, like, turns back to the window.
Exactly.
To, like, look at the moon.
Right.
And she's like, why are you so obsessed with the moon tonight?
Yeah.
This is Chanel haute couture. and like does like a little couture like mm-hmm. shoulder yeah. at him.
Yes.
And he's like, sorry, baby.
Yeah. So he's got his back to her. She like comes up behind him and she's like, why are you being weird? And he's like, nothing. Like, happy birthday. Like, kisses her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, I'll be back, like, you know, whenever, and then we'll have a night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he's still just a little distant.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, sounds good. Like, forces a smile.
Yeah.
And so then...
maybe he has, like, forgotten that it's her birthday, kind of.
Ooh.
Maybe,
well,
like...
I think him knowing is integral to,
okay,
is integral
yeah, okay,
to this.
Okay.
Yeah. So... yeah, so he wishes her a happy birthday, but mm-hmm. he's like, but there's no enthusiasm in his voice.
Yeah.
So then she goes down and we just like see, you know, we cut to her getting out of a cab and like the four girls just like converge together on a street. Like, you know,
it's, yeah, they're
it's
all
dark,
coming
it's
from
foggy,
different directions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greet each other.
Foggy, mm-hmm. moody. The wind is kind of picking up.
Yes.
The wind picks up as they get closer to
yes.
each other.
Yes.
And they're all dressed in various black outfits.
I love that.
And they didn't mean to
right.
coordinate.
Right. It was just, yeah.
It just happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, chilling. I love it. And so they all like greet each other, kiss each other on the cheek, and they start walking, and Carrie's like, where are we headed? And Miranda planned it. And she's like, Magna recommended it to me. And Carrie, like, makes a face. She's like, okay.
I love Magda still alive,
yes.
working for Miranda.
Yes.
She's like 99. Yes. And I love Miranda. Miranda has a lot on her plate. And now that she's like fully committed to just being like Brooklyn mom
right,
life
right.
at like the small boutique law firm that handles like parade drama.
Yeah.
It's like she doesn't know what chic anymore. So of course she's just going to
no,
ask Magda.
Yeah. 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 She. So they walk in and it's like this dark, dark, moody, like Ukrainian restaurant. And
mm-hmm.
Samantha says something like, Miranda, she's turning 55, not 500.
Perfect.
And Charlotte's like trying to be nice. And she's like, I think it's cute.
I think it's important to have a cultural
yes.
experience
yeah.
and do something new for once.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to wait in line anyways?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they're like greeted by like this very like lilting, like elegant gypsy woman, like
mm-hmm.
ladies, please come in, like
lots of rings and
mm-hmm.
like
oh yeah bangles.
Jingling
yes.
jangling
yeah.
stuff,
she's making
long
a lot of
hair
noise.
Very like Stevie Nicks
mm-hmm.
yeah.
So they like lead them to a back room, like a little private room, and maybe there's some like very sinister paintings on the wall, like
yeah
tarot yeah.
lots of like kind of like pagan imagery
mm-hmm.
There's scarves and like
yes.
bejeweled pillows and stuff all
yes.
kind of laid about. And it's more of a lair than like a private dining room.
Completely.
But there is a table
yeah.
in the middle, like a round table
mm-hmm.
with four chairs at it.
Oh my God, exactly.
With no table settings.
No.
Which is
just bare.
Strange. Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely
mm-hmm.
bare.
Maybe just like a mortar and pestle in the
mm-hmm.
center.
It's avant-garde.
Yeah, it is.
Carrie's charmed.
She is. Like, she's kind of leaning into it now. Like, oh, this is... oh, okay. Because, like, they definitely aesthetically, like, match the room. So
yeah.
That's
yeah.
very fortuitous.
And,
they feel
like,
great.
Samantha's like, where are the plates?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, you will see in a minute. And then
yes.
that's, like, what really draws Carrie in.
Yes.
And Miranda's like, see, I told you it was cool. And Samantha's still like, I don't know about this.
Right. She's being very, yeah, yeah, she's not having fun yet.
Yeah.
So then the woman like closes two double doors or something and mm-hmm. they're like waiting and no one brings a drink menu or anything. And then the lights start to flicker and they go out. And when they come back on, Magda's there.
No.
Ha ha ha. And Miranda's like,
they all scream.
Yes, they all scream.
Carrie squeals the loudest and most high pitched scream squeal we've ever heard her do in the history of Sex in the City.
Truly, just like earth shattering.
Out of her chair, like in the corner, yeah. is like fully freaked out.
Yeah. So Magda like beelines for her.
Mm-hmm.
So Carrie's out of her chair, like up against the wall. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like. Like, she knows Magda, but not like that.
No.
Like, this is weird for her.
This is really weird.
And Miranda's, like trying to, like, Magda, like, what
Magda's,
are you doing
like,
here?
Muttering, like, mm-hmm. some ancient language.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, coming after Carrie.
Yes.
She has, like, a gleam in her eyes that's, like, inhuman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then she, like, grabs Carrie by the shoulders and like guides her back to her seat so that she feels safe.
Yeah.
And kind of like addresses the four of them. And maybe there's room for a Samantha pun here to like, for some levity.
Yeah. Like, some levity. I think I didn't know this was a surprise party yeah. or something like yes. that. While you're up, can you get us a drink?
Yeah. She's still like miles away. Yeah, she's she's unfazed. Like, where's dinner?
Yeah. Yeah, I think someone should try. There's also room for like physical comedy here. Like, if someone tried to like hit Magda or just like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. they were scared or like grab her.
Oh, and, she should be in a cloak so they don't really know it's her yet.
Yeah.
That's a much
and
better
then she
idea.
Comes for Carrie yes. muttering something that's like unintelligible and like Charlotte like grabs her and takes her down. And like Charlotte does some like kung fu move
yes.
on Magda
yes.
and everyone's like, Charlotte? And she's like, I've been taking self-defense classes.
Right.
Like
since the girls left, like yeah. I had to fill my time.
Yeah, and so she does like Krav Maga on
yes.
Magda.
But Magda's like a worthy adversary. And,
yeah.
Like, they have a
they
little.
They fight.
Yeah.
There's a
yes.
fight sequence that
yes.
lasts like a couple minutes between Charlotte right. and this cloaked right. villain. And then at the end of it, like.
Yeah, reveals
Magda
her
reveals
hood.
Herself and she's virile as fuck. And then you don't feel as bad that she's still working for Miranda.
Yeah, but it's Magda
ladies.
With like a black lip.
Yeah.
Like a very dramatic, like mm-hmm. black lipstick. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. She's glam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like huge, huge earrings, gorgeous. Like she's looking like very done up.
Yeah.
And so okay, so then she guides Carrie back to her chair because Carrie's still been pinned against the wall this
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, I think like people right. have tried to like run for the door. The door's locked.
Yeah.
It's like a whole thing.
Oh, there are no handles.
There's no
it's
handles.
Just, yeah, there's
yeah.
no doors.
There's just like the mortar,
yes.
mortar and pestle and Magda in a cloak.
Right.
And Miranda's like, I am so sorry, you guys. I am so sorry.
And like, she's like, we like when we get home, like we're gonna have to talk about this, but Magda's like ignoring her.
Yeah, she's like, sit down, like yes. powerfully. Yes. And they all just kind of like sit down, and then she gets Carrie and like sits her down too.
Just as an aside, when I did watch Sex and the City again, it was when Vine was created, so mm-hmm. all of my vines were of Magda.
Magda's an iconic
she's
character,
so good.
And I'm glad that she's finally having her moment.
Oh, she, yeah,
yeah,
okay, sorry, so. So she addresses the four of them and she's like, she's like, ladies, like for centuries, we have shaped the cultures of the world. And it was foretold that like a beacon of hope of like arts and culture would save this nation. And she motions to Carrie and she's like, you are the New York star. It's you. And so then maybe through like some kind of like animation exposition, we mm-hmm. get like their ancestors, like, you know, like defining culture throughout time. But it's always like women over 55.
Yeah.
Are the
55 is
yes.
the magic age,
right.
which you become.
Yes.
Like honored into Magda's.
Exactly.
Thing.
Magda's ancient.
Yeah.
She's ancient.
She's
so,
like 800 years old.
Right. So then she has to explain to the other three that like because Carrie is the one, like Carrie's the chosen one,
mm-hmm.
like Samantha and Miranda had to wait to find out that they were witches.
Yeah.
And Charlotte, like being an overachiever, like I think she's the youngest.
She's the youngest.
Right.
Yeah.
She just gets to join early.
Yeah.
Like Very simple.
Yeah, very simple rules. Easy. Like, yeah. We all needed to be here at once. And now that like you're with her, you can just be part of this.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think like Miranda and Charlotte would be pretty quick to accept this, but Samantha's still like...
I think Samantha's like, yeah, she would be like, well, why? This is a good moment for where like the beef can come in, mm-hmm. which is like, why wasn't... If this is real, like, why wasn't I told first?
Right.
And then Magda can, like, explain
right.
whatever, that, like, they needed to all wait for Carrie to and, like, be together. And, like, Samantha had moved to L.A. at one point.
Yeah.
And it was just, like,
she had not cancer. The right time.
She had cancer.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very dangerous to, like, get into witchcraft as you're having, like, chemotherapy. So
sure.
we all just want it. And then she's like, all I hear are excuses.
Right.
And like, she doesn't like it one bit.
No, she's been denied powers for way too long.
Yeah.
Like, she, all for Carrie's sake. Like, mm-hmm. mm-mm.
That's not cool.
No. So
Miranda's like, okay.
Yeah. yeah.
All right.
Yes. And Charlotte's like thrilled because yeah. she's a year early. She's like, oh boy. Like, well, and then, she's like, I just became Jewish and now I have to be a witch. Like,
I've always been into Jewish mysticism, yes. like, just really, like, kind of leaning into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she's like, well, I don't want to be a witch. Like, I'm a Jew.
And yeah, then she's like, is it like Kabbalah?
Yeah, and then they're like, you don't, or they're, yeah, they kind of spin it in a way that makes Charlotte, like, a little bit happier with
right.
it. Like, explain to her, like, it doesn't mean you're evil, like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So then we get examples of, like, other women of that age who are certainly witches, like mm-hmm. Anna Wintour or
yeah.
Iris Apfel or, mm-hmm. yeah, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
So then I think, so then... so we get a history of, like, witches in New York.
Yeah.
And then they need to be taken to, like, get their garb.
Yes. They're like, so what does this mean?
Right.
And Samantha's like, can I get a drink or what?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
she's still harping on.
She's like, conjure me up a cocktail then, because yeah. I'm bored. Like,
right.
Yeah.
She's so mad. She's not having fun. Still.
No, she's like, I thought we were having dinner, not mm-hmm. some TED talk about...
So Magda explains that, like, they each have a unique power that they need to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is what they are now put to task to do.
Yeah.
To save the city, to save, like, arts and culture in the city.
So, are the arts and culture, they're under threat?
I'd say so.
Okay.
Probably 3 years from now, culture's pretty dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this movie, maybe Trump is still president. And it's so
Trump
bleak.
Is still president. Yeah. It's like getting really bleak.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of school programs have been like shut down for
yes.
arts and stuff,
yes.
which is part of the reason that Charlotte was like sending the kids to boarding school.
Exactly.
And like they're like even like museums are starting to close inexplicably.
That's so devastating.
And like
yeah.
some parks are being like, you know, I just read that like there's part of Tompkins Square Park that's being astroturfed over. That's like where all the skaters used to skate.
No way.
Yeah, I got it from Chloe Sevigny's Instagram because she was like petitioning for like this to not happen because it's like such like a place. So I feel like just things like that are happening
all over the
in
city.
The ether,
yeah.
All over the
yeah.
city. And like all this pushback on Miranda's like parade ideas.
Yeah.
Like it's just culture is dying.
Yes. You now have to pay like $40 to get into the Met.
Yeah.
It's no longer free, even
no
for New York
free,
residents.
Yeah. Even if, yeah. Yeah. And it's just like everything costs like an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And there is soon to be like, there's going to be something catastrophic. We don't really know what,
yeah.
but only Carrie and the girls can save it.
Yeah.
Yes. Can save
yeah.
it.
Oh my God.
The
yeah.
New York star.
The New York star.
Yeah.
Carrie is the New York star.
Mm-hmm.
So, so Magda, like, walks them out front, and now the restaurant is like somehow empty.
Yeah.
There were a few people in there before, but it's, you know, it's mm-hmm. just everyone disappeared. So they walk out front, and maybe there's like an elegant coach, like a big, beautiful coach.
Yeah.
That they like a Cinderella level, like coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they all pile in. And Magda's like at the front and she's like, yeah. And like, maybe it's pulled by really hot men.
Maybe.
I think so.
Maybe they like leave that room and suddenly they're in like another world. Like they're that in like the witch world.
Yes.
And then that's where you get this like crazy kind of fairy tale, elegant coach pulled by just like shirtless buff men.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's just on like a cobblestone road that like goes across the ether. Like it's just this,
it's like the
big
17 or 1800s. Mm-hmm. Like you're in some other zone.
I love that.
Okay.
That's great.
Too.
So they're in this coach and maybe we get some time for them to be like, this is crazy. Like what does it all mean? And Samantha's still like pretty peeved that.
Yeah.
Like she can't really wrap her head around this.
Yeah. They're like, I would say like, someone's like, I would say you like dosed me, but like we haven't had anything to drink.
Right.
So this like, are we like hallucinating? It's like, no, like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. Charlotte's like, I just started taking CBD. Is this CBD?
Yeah. And then Gary's like, everyone's like, it's your housekeeper, Miranda. Right, like, what the fuck? Like, don't you have an idea?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know.
She's like, I don't know. I don't go on Yelp or use Google. I just asked her where to go. I thought it was, we were going to have a nice birthday. I guess I was wrong. Like, this will show me. Like, I need to really. Samantha's like, open a Zagat or something for once in your life. Like, they're kind of like bickering and trying to get a handle on things.
Yes.
Meanwhile, like, bouncing
back and forth.
Cobblestone coach moment.
Listening to men grunt as they pull them. Yeah. So then that conversation's like cut short when they like pull to a stop in front of these gates, like big gates guarded by like the Olsen twins.
Mary Kate and Ashley just like smoking cigs.
Yeah, they're like sphinxes.
Yeah, they make a cameo in this movie as themselves.
Yes.
As part of the witch world.
Yes.
So now they're going to be like guided into the witch world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like as they're walking past, Charlotte's like, do you think they feed them? Like, like, are they okay?
It's the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
It's Mary Kate and Ashley.
Are they here every day? Like,
why are they? They're also like, why are they there? But it's also like, why wouldn't they be there?
Oh, you know? Right. Yeah. Yeah. The age, there's a few discrepancies here for the age thing. But
and they're like, hey,
they make exceptions.
Go on back. You may enter.
Right. Yep. They hand each of them a cigarette. Like, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. And Carrie's like, oh, I love this. Like,
yeah.
You could just smoke again.
Oh, my God. And that's the Olsen twins' powers. They just, like, snap their fingers and light all the cigarettes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then they go in, and this is where I think they learn about, like, their different tribes of witchcraft. Like, maybe just for, like, marketability, like, they each need, like, a stone. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine the toy rollout with this movie.
Yeah.
Like, all
McDonald's,
the merchandise. Yes. Oh, my God.
Partnerships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they, like, Magda leads them in. It's, like, past these, like, huge gates into, like, a castle or some of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, grand mansion
mm-hmm.
kind of tucked away in old New York.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a gathering of, like, all the witches
of
New York. So then we can get the Olsen twins cameo. We can get Anna Wintour, Iris.
Yes.
Who else? Maybe we just forget the age thing. And
true.
And it's like, we just, Magda just needed them all to be together for Carrie's birthday.
Yeah.
And like, this was just the time that it worked out because everyone's schedules have been crazy and like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is still a reason for Samantha to be livid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, why couldn't you just tell me one on one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've been her housekeeper for 20 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And so it's guarded by MK and A.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes. So they go in and is this like a welcoming ceremony?
I think so. It's like a cocktail reception. Like I'm imagining in Death Becomes Her at the end,
oh,
when there's
yeah.
that big party, that like yes. it's kind of like that.
So Isabella Rossellini should be in this.
She
too.
Should be there. Yeah. I feel like Julianne Moore mm-hmm. is there. Like any kind of classic New York lady.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's like a knighting almost.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about like how culture is dead and like the city is being overrun with, you know, like property development. Like it's just, everything's going south. Like yeah,
it's like
wrong.
A town hall, mm-hmm. except just of witches only.
Right.
And all women.
Yes. So Isabella Rossellini like gives them all like a magic stone. And she's mm-hmm. like, this is the source of your power. Like hold it close. And like Carrie gets like a diamond and Samantha gets like some like beautiful citrine thing. And then like Charlotte gets a tourmaline and then Miranda's is like a lava rock or something.
Yeah. Miranda gets shafted with like a cheap stone.
It's beautiful, but it's like not sparkly.
Yeah. It's not a diamond.
No, no.
She's like, really? I imagine, too, there's, like, a long carpet that they walk down yes. that's, like, flanked on either side by, like, every witch of New York City. Mm-hmm. And, like, they come to the stage, and that's where Isabella is. And she's like, welcome. And, like, mm-hmm. that's when she gives them the speech. And, like,
yes.
it's all about finding your special power. And then gives them their stones.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their reactions to the stones. I think Samantha's pissed that she, like, she's like, why would Carrie get the diamond?
Right.
Like, why aren't we all getting some sort of semi-precious stone?
Yeah. Why do I have to work through Carrie?
Yeah. She's like, my power, like, I've already got my power. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm one of the most powerful publicists in all of the land. Like, does it, like, what else could there be?
Yeah. What could this mean?
Yeah. She's like, kind of like, okay. Like, because she's going along with it because it's Carrie's birthday.
Right. Carrie's still in birthday mode. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and like, everyone yes. else is kind of playing along and Samantha's eye rolling, but
fully,
still there.
Fully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's not happy about
no.
being like second fiddle.
No.
Again and again.
Not
and again.
At all.
So.
Plus,
then,
they still haven't eaten or had right, anything yes. to drink. She's hungry.
At this juncture? Yeah. Fuck. So then, like, yeah, we need to see them, like, receiving all their witch clothes.
Yeah.
Like, so this is a full montage.
So this is maybe, like, part of being a witch in this, like, society of witches is that you get full access to any fashion you want for
that.
Free.
Yes.
Like you no longer have to pay for any clothes.
Yes.
And you just show them your witch card, which is kind of like an Amex black card.
Oh, I love that.
But it's like specially every witch like has their own. And as long as you take that out at a retail store, they're like, oh, of course.
Yes.
And then they right just wrap way. Everything yeah. up mm-hmm. and give it to you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that Samantha can get on board with.
Yeah. She's yeah. like, she like, smirks.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, all she's right. like, it does what?
I don't need it. And they're like, but you get everything for free. And she's like, I'll take that. And like puts it in her bra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like, so they're like,
this is, I would join the witch.
Truly.
Cult. Yeah.
So they're like giving them like, all their like formal wear at this job. Like maybe they do have some ceremonial thing that they have to put on. Like
mm-hmm. they put on huge Valentino like
yes.
robes mm-hmm. and like dresses,
yeah.
and then they have to like drink the ceremonial blood or something,
oh,
but like
that.
In like high fashion looks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God.
And like headgear and like all sorts of stuff. Like if the Met Gala was witch themed. Is
you
how
imagine.
All the girls would look.
I love that.
They should do a witch-themed Met Gala.
If anybody's listening.
Please.
From the Met.
What's it going to take?
Yeah. Next year, do it.
Do it. There's still time.
Please. I have a lot of notes. Yeah. So, like, Samantha can, like, look in the mirror and be like, bibbity bobbity like booyah, like
yeah.
she's like, I look great. Like they yes
yeah they take them off to like their separate chambers
mm-hmm.
and they're like, we have to prepare for the ceremony. And so they all go off and they get like done up
yeah.
in their like super like couture looks and then come back out.
Yes.
And it's like they have a very like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom mm-hmm. type of mm-hmm. vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, yeah. Hot, like fire everywhere. Like it's mm-hmm. it's not,
it's all the elements of the earth mm-hmm. being called in, earth, air, yes. fire, water, which yes. I guess they could assign to each lady. Ooh, I too. Love that.
Let's put a pen. Let's okay, wait, okay. Who should be, who's what?
I feel like Samantha could be fire.
Yes.
Carrie air.
Yeah, Carrie's air.
Yeah.
She's a Libra. Yeah, mm-hmm. Carrie is wind. Yeah,
and Charlotte, water, mm-hmm. and Miranda, earth.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Do their astrological signs all match up to those?
I wouldn't be surprised if they do. That would be a wild, like, kind of psychic moment for me.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. readers, Google it. Yeah, please. Tell me if they match yeah. up.
Carrie's a Libra. Start there.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I guess they have the there has to be some high stakes. Like, does this have to be done by Halloween? Like,
yeah. So what do they have to do exactly? We need to give them like a task.
The parade should be the
it all culminates yes. at the parade. Mm-hmm. And so they have to like save art. I think that they need like a high stake task. Like they have yeah. to sacrifice someone. Or maybe like kill someone in order for something else to happen.
Okay.
Like we could have all this good stuff. Like they get their stones, they get their right. witch card right. where they can like shop and it's all seeming like pretty great mm-hmm. until they bring out like four champagne glasses filled with blood.
Right. This
and
is
they
not
have them drink.
Games.
Yeah. Yes. And then they lay like the real truth on them.
Oh, that's heavy.
Which is now you are going, now is like the crazy part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the villain? Who? Okay. Wow. Maybe we come back to that.
We like, let's think for a second.
Okay.
So we could have like a guy from the past be the villain.
Right.
We could think of a new villain. We could figure out like maybe like each of the girls has to sacrifice the love of their life
ooh.
In order to save like art.
Oh yeah. Well, I do have a plan for Big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they need to we have to give them a dark task.
Yeah. Fuck.
I'm like, they could sacrifice like Brady. Like they like get tasked with that.
Oh wow.
Like bring us a child or
who's killing culture? Who is the person that's killing culture? Who's the downfall of New York?
The downfall of New York.
Yeah.
Maybe they have to, this could be controversial.
Sure.
But maybe they have to like pull off like another 9/11.
Whoa.
They have to like basic, like they're tasked with like a terrorist act.
Oh, yikes. Oh my God. Do they have to, are they being asked to like destroy the parade?
They're being, yeah, they could be asked to like destroy the parade or like take down like, they could like take down like Trump Tower or something like that.
That works.
Okay.
That works. He's still president. Yes.
He's still president.
He's easily the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
he's
works.
The villain. And then like they're going to have to like 9/11 Trump Tower.
That's it.
And they're like, what the fuck?
Trump should be played by like Rip Torn.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes.
Or we could just like have like a fictional president that basically is like Donald Trump.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Or also we could have Rip-torn. Donald Trump. Yeah. Because Samantha like kind of knows him.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they have that like cheeky drink together one mm-hmm. time?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they have to basically like bomb Trump Tower as like a symbolic, like the witches won't say why.
Right.
It's just like you have to do it.
It must be you.
It must be done by midnight on
Halloween.
And done by the four of you.
Oh my God, that's perfect.
And the sacrifices will be worth it.
This ties in perfect. This is great.
Okay, cool.
This is great.
Okay, perfect.
So then I guess like we have to give them the opportunity to like, maybe they're allowed to tell their husbands, like just their husbands are the only ones who are like privy to, to this knowledge because like they are their servants. Like,
yeah.
They lend to the witchcraft, like Steve and Harry, like they now adopt those roles, like to lift up.
Yeah. They're there to support you. Like Samantha, every man is there to support her.
Sure.
And then Carrie, that's like, yeah, that's part of it too. And then do they tell Carrie, like, we don't know about your situation?
Yeah, they're very vague about Big.
Okay.
Yeah, they're vague about Big and they just send them on their way. So, okay, so
we so they're see. Like, have fun doing this terrorist, enjoy shopping,
right? Yes.
Like, bomb Trump Tower, bye.
We will be in touch when we need to.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, they get sent home. And Miranda, yeah, we see Miranda like telling Steve and he's like, and he just keeps going, Magda? And she's like, I don't know, Steve. Like, I don't know. And he's like, but Magda? He can't let it go.
He can't wrap his head around it. Yeah.
He's like, what? Magda? Like, so.
He's like, Magda, like, didn't she hide your condoms or whatever? Like, she's like a witch. Like, he doesn't get it.
And she's like, she's,
I can't explain it, Steve. Yeah, it was just like, it happened, okay?
She's adopted this whole history so quick. Like, she just has leaned into it so far. She's like, I don't even know. I don't care.
It's important. And I think that night, like, they kind of, her and Steve kind of get into an argument. But that night, Miranda just, like, dives in to, like, do full research.
Yes.
And, like,
yes.
Corroborate everything the witches were telling her about all the history, etc. And like is like up all night just like researching.
She's like, what is my power?
Yeah.
What is my purpose? Like how do I help this city?
Yeah.
And maybe we see like a little bit of Charlotte in the same way, and like her conflict is that she just converted not too long ago, and now she has a whole new
She's like, I have something kind of bad to tell you, which is like, I can't to Harry. She's like, I am no longer a Jew.
Right.
And then he's like, what are you talking about? And then she kind of like she's tells like, it.
Well,
she breaks it to him.
I'm a witch. Okay. So then.
So yeah, they have to get their, they have to find out what their powers are, because that's the only way that they'll be able to successfully take down Trump Tower.
Yes. Yes.
So they, then, that's a rule. It's like, you can't do it. She's like, you can't do it the good old fashioned way like terrorists do with like airplanes and bombs. Like, you actually have to like use your powers.
And it's integral that the four of you like combine. Yeah. Like, yeah, like Captain Planet. Like, they all have to come together with their stones and do this.
Yeah.
So then we go to the meatpacking district. Like, we're dropping in on Samantha.
Okay.
And like, it's sinister. Like, she did not take this well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine, like, a storm is brewing. And, like, we see, like, meat swinging. Like, it's very sinister. Like, and, like a worker, like, peeks his head out. And, like, so does a rat. And they, like, look at the sky. And it's really scary. And they, like, dip back in.
It's scary. And Samantha's just, like, walking on the street.
Yes.
With, like, papers blowing behind her.
Yeah, just, like, pretty livid.
Yeah, like deep in thought, frowning as much as she can, given all the Botox.
Yes.
And just like slow walking past like all the meatpacking district stores.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe as she walks past each one, the glass and shatters.
Love it.
And it's just like she, something is like gone wrong with Samantha.
And we get like an overhead shot of her standing in the street, like looking up at the sky, and it starts to rain and she screams.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, it's over.
Like, yeah.
She's turned.
Yeah. She's like, turned and like something ain't right.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yeah. She's
going to be hard to wrangle from here on out.
This is the end of lifting Carrie up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
No.
Not with all she's been through.
She did not fight through cancer, overcome that, overcome her failed relationship with Richard, become the most powerful publicist in the world, only to then play second fiddle to Carrie Bradshaw.
Bullshit. So then we get back to Carrie's apartment and she like tiptoes in. She's late. Like it's late. Like she missed
like
her 3:30
or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's still like elated because obviously she's the chosen one. So she's like not embarrassed, but like trying to be quiet. And she tiptoes in and maybe like can't find Big. But then he like shuts the door behind her.
Yeah.
It's like he looks really unhinged and scary. And she's like, so sorry I'm late. Like, I don't even know where to begin. And he's like coming toward her, like not speaking. And she's like, Big, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? And he's like, Carrie, I'm sorry. I have to kill you. Like, he's
holding
a knife. I have to destroy
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe something more magical. Like
he's holding like a, like into Spiria, those like scythes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary. And so his like, and then it like,
it's storming outside when Carrie is like, has arrived. Yeah. There's like two candles on the kitchen island that have like burned almost down.
Yeah.
And like, and Big is in the corner with a scythe slowly advancing towards Carrie.
Oh my God. And she's like, I think it probably dawns on her pretty quickly. Like he was a plant this whole time, like from some other sinister force. Like, like she realizes her self importance and like he like, you know, it's easy for her to wrap her head around.
Yeah. And maybe they have like, they have the dialogue here where she's like, why are you doing this?
Yes.
Like, he's like, you think that I put up with all your shit for years because I loved you? No. He's like, and like, he's like, all the questions and your anger over the TV.
All the wondering.
All the wondering. Yeah. The writing about me, everything.
She's
so
like,
annoying all these years. And I did it all for what is this, like
Trump.
Did it all for the Trump Foundation. She's like, you work for Donald Trump? And he's like, you knew that. Like, like you never pay attention to anything that I do.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't even hide that. And he like throws a glass and he's like, you never listen to me.
Yeah.
And because like
he's like, I'm gay. Yeah. I'm fucking gay. But I put it aside for the better for the Trump Foundation because I had to do what had to be done.
Fuck.
And keep an eye on you, Carrie Bradshaw, the star, New York star.
And so, oh my God. So she's like, I don't understand. And he's like, Carrie, it ends tonight.
She's
and
like,
he,
you're gay?
Yeah. Yeah. And he
like
advances.
She's more concerned about all this other stuff than the fact that he's like going to like scythe her.
Exactly. She's like, how gay? How long? Yeah.
How gay are you?
Yeah. Like on a spectrum. Yeah. And 1 to 10. So he's
She's like on a scale of Heath Ledger in Brokeback Mountain to Andy Cohen, how gay are you? And he's like, Andy, baby, yeah. Andy.
Andy all the way. Yeah. As so then he like advances toward her and
also he's like dressed in like assless chaps. Like he's wearing leather big bangles like on his wrists and like Carrie at first thinks he's like kind of sexily dressed up, but he's like dressed up ready for the sacrifice.
Right. When she comes in, she's like, oh, happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when he advances towards her again, you get a shot from behind of just like his ass.
A Big's ass.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's full evil demon leather daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has like a headdress on.
I love it.
With like a skull.
And like a charcoal eye.
Yeah.
And like
he is Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. And he's going to like scythe out her fucking heart.
I love it. So he's got to be like, so Trump is obviously supernatural too.
Yeah, he is a warlock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like an evil warlock. He's been like burning witches and like imprisoning them and slowly shutting down like arts and culture for his greater like powers to get like with more evil, he gets richer.
That's it.
And so he's employed all sorts of like men to work for him to like serve his purpose.
Ugh, what a disgusting drug.
It's like every straight white man except for like Harry and Steve.
Right.
Either you're part of the Trump like foundation or you're not.
Yeah,
it's like Illuminati kind
of. Exactly. It's the Muggle principle. It's like the there's only a few witches in the world and wizards and the warlocks.
Yeah. But he's like the grand sorcerer.
Right.
And he must be stopped. And the only way to stop him is to like destroy his gilded lair.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gonna cancel the Halloween parade forever.
He's gonna cancel the Halloween parade.
It's gonna
forever.
Be the last one, and it's such a storied New York thing. Tragic.
So he must be killed. Yes. Or else the parade goes.
It's the last parade. That's why it's such a big deal. Okay. So
So Big is one of his henchmen who's really been just like planted to like keep an eye on Carrie and keep her in place so she doesn't go too out of control. And I guess like every birthday, Big's been taking her on all these trips to keep her away from the witch society so that she's not aware of her special powers.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Brilliant. So so she asks him how gay, and he's like, what did you say it was?
And on a scale of Heath Ledger and Brokeback Mountain to Andy Cohen, how gay are you?
And he's like, Andy Cohen, baby. And then he advances on her and like goes to cut her, and she falls backward out the window, and we see like she fell to her death, and there's like a breath and a beat, and then we hear like a beating of wings, and she's a literal social butterfly.
Wow.
Like
beautiful
butterfly wings. Like, and she can't even believe it, and Big can't believe it.
Gorgeous. And the wings are so powerful that when they like pump, glass blows out of like windows.
Yes,
it's like Mothra.
Yes,
but a beautiful butterfly. Yeah.
Did you see Godzilla?
I haven't. It's on my list.
So good.
I need to see it. I'm obsessed with Mothra.
Listeners, you must go see Godzilla.
This episode of Saving Sex and the City 3 is brought to you by the new Godzilla, which was out like a month and some change ago.
Watch it on an airplane.
Yeah.
Buy it on iTunes.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
All of the above. Okay. So Carrie is beautiful butterfly.
Oh my God. Yeah. And Big is like, no. As she flies away, like he's cursing the sky, like he failed.
He's out in like a broken window or in like silhouette in a window with the skies, and he's screaming to the heavens, and like lightning cracks and Carrie like flies away.
Yeah, exactly. She backs up, like she's not even sure how to work it. It's kind of just like happening against her will. Like, she looks so confused and like just like covered in rain, like heartbroken, like over the whole thing.
Yeah, crying, but also flying.
Yes. So she's got to land on like the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
And like survey the city and like weep into her hands, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really like wild cinematic moment. King
Sweeping
Kong who?
Score. Yes.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
As a butterfly human hybrid. Atop the Empire State Building, crying while lightning and thunder and rain pour.
Swirling around her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So that's a pretty solid act one.
That's a great act one.
Wow.
So Carrie and Big are broken up now.
Yeah.
Hugely.
He's disappeared. Yeah.
I think Carrie shows up on Miranda's doorstep like the next morning, and she's like clearly been out in the rain all night. She looks like hell.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, how did you get here? Like, it's like 6 a.m or something like that. And Miranda's like, what, like, where did you get here? In like a cab? Like, what? And she's like, I'll tell you about it later. And like goes in and she's like crying, and like fills Miranda in over some like tea of like what happened. And she and Miranda's like, that asshole. Like, she's really pissed. She's like, I knew you shouldn't have married him. Like, I knew it was a mistake. And she's like, can we just not right now?
Perfect.
Then, yeah.
She's like, Miranda,
just need you to be understanding. And so they're trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. She's like, he's gay. And Steve from the other room is like, how gay?
How gay is he? She's like, he's Andy Cohen gay. She's like, wow, I would have never guessed. Okay. Does Magda show up at this point?
I think she's just...
She's gone.
She's gone.
So Miranda's like, I also don't have a housekeeper anymore because Magda quit.
She can't maintain servitude after she's like done
after
her big
she's
reveal.
Given them the gift of their like witchhood. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair.
Her role is fulfilled, and now she can go back to being ancient.
Yeah, she says that during Act One. She's like, for also, sure. I quit to Miranda. Yeah,
she definitely like touches her cheek and like they have a tender goodbye for a moment. Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So do they call Charlotte and Samantha, or is that Carrie's power? Is that she's a social butterfly and she can fly? Okay, cool.
For sure.
Love that. For air, sure. Classic air moment. Mm-hmm. And so Miranda's like, well, at least like, it seems like you figured out your power.
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like a positive and you're not dead. And then I think that we need a shopping break.
Yes. Let's decompress. Like, where do we flex these new cards?
Yeah. Like at least we have these. Like, right. It's retail therapy.
Right.
So then we get, like, they call up Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, we all need to meet for lunch. Like, girls' lunch.
Yes.
And shopping break. And Charlotte's like, can't wait.
And she's been doing her own research too. Like, she's at a laptop, glasses on, like when they call.
Yeah.
And she's like got some notes down. Like, she's starting to figure it out too.
Yeah. So between her and Miranda, they're going to have like comprehensive like knowledge of what's going on. They try and call Samantha, but like her phone goes straight to voicemail. Yeah. And so they're like, well, it's early. She's probably like asleep.
Right. Maybe we see Samantha's phone like in her apartment and it's just tore up. Like, curtains ripped with nails, like the Beauty and the Beast castle, like full
full Beauty and the Beast.
She's not answering.
We don't know where Samantha is, but wherever she is, it's not fucking good. So all the girls get together for brunch at their like fave spot. And they start like comparing notes. And Miranda's like, I researched it. It's like this cult known as like, what's like the name of the, what's the name of like the witch crew?
I'm assuming it's worldwide and this is just like a New York branch.
It's worldwide. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's like society.
Yeah.
Of
Sisters of the, society.
Sisters of the,
It could just be New York exclusive. It could just be Sisters of the New York Star.
Yeah, Sisters of the New York Star.
Yeah.
Sisters of the Stars.
Love that.
Okay. Sisters of the Stars. She's like, it's old. Like, it goes back hundreds and hundreds and of years. And like, it all started like here. And she basically, between Miranda and Charlotte, you get the whole mythology of the Sisterhood of the Stars.
Yes.
And it's like, they like it's a society of like powerful witches, but then they all in each city gather around one star,
right,
who is you, Carrie. And so that becomes like the person that they like lift up to help their cause.
Yes, the tastemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The tastemaker. And in every city, it's different.
Right. Wow. Powerful. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. And yeah, Charlotte's definitely like lending to this, like they're comparing notes and she's like being a good scribe and like, they're
like,
they're
she'll tell you like the fun facts and Miranda tells you like, just like brass tacks, like what's going on.
Meat and potatoes of it.
Yeah.
And so.
And maybe they're like every certain amount of years,
right,
there has to be some sort of like drastic thing that's done in order to like preserve for future whatever.
Right. So the enemy is Trump.
Yeah. Like the enemy is Trump. Yeah,
they've established they have to configure a plan to destroy him by Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Man.
But in the past, it's like, I feel like it's like you see people like Osama bin Laden, you thought that it was Obama that took him down, but it was actually the Sisterhood of the Stars.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And like Gaddafi, also Sisterhood of the Stars. It's always like the Sisterhood of the Stars. It's like taking these men down, but then like the government takes credit for it because they can't make them like. The Sisterhood can't make themselves known.
Well, also, as a man would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everything good that's ever happened, Sisterhood of the Stars.
Fuck. Fuck. Miranda like, slams her fist.
Yeah. Actually, like, Sisterhood of the Stars.
Maybe Miranda, like.
Monica
has an
Lewinsky
ancestor.
Is oh in God. The Sisterhood of the Stars.
Of
She's
course she
in,
is.
She makes a cameo in the, like. New York.
Oh, I love that.
Like induction ceremony.
Yeah. She really got shafted, but she worked for the cause.
She worked for the cause and like did her duty. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe Miranda finds like an ancestor of hers that gives her that like
helps her with like her power, like discover what her power is.
Yeah. She like maybe one of Miranda's ancestors did all of those big things like in the 19th, 20th century. Like, yeah, she, yeah.
I yeah.
love that. So I guess, what do they part ways to do?
So they're brunching and then they like go on a shopping spree.
Great.
Yeah. And we get to see the witch card in action. And like, oh, and Carrie has to fill Charlotte in on like the big stuff. And so
of
they're
course.
Like, so they're like the Trump Foundation has like the head, obviously, that's like Donald Trump, but then they have like the henchmen.
Yeah.
And it looks like Big was one of the henchmen.
Yes.
And there's like six henchmen overall. And
we
they're
don't know
planted.
Who else they
we don't
be.
Know who else yeah. they could be, but they're planted to like destroy the Sisterhood. So we just have to like keep an eye out for them.
Yes.
And so they like go shopping and then. Maybe something happens during their shopping trip to establish what Miranda's power is. Because I think we need to figure out Miranda and Charlotte's power, like, kind of early on in Act 2.
True. Okay. I think, so they're probably, like, where are they heading? Bergdorf?
They head to Bergdorf. They go just, like, Madison Avenue,
so
Barney's.
I think they should be, like, a little south on the island and like they try to get a cab and there's like there's no cabs, no one will stop for them.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I guess we'll take the subway.
So terror. Like,
Miranda's like, it's fine, like come on. But Charlotte and Carrie are like being elitist about it.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So they go down and they get in the subway and it's a mess. The subway's just disastrous.
So many people like jostling them around.
Trains are late, like, so they like kind of shuffle on and like they get like squeezed into between a bunch of people and they start moving and they get stuck, obviously.
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, like they're all really bummed. Like, what a hiccup.
The lights go out. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's like, someone just touched my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like people are getting frustrated. And then like we look at Miranda and she's like staring at her hands and her hands are kind of glowing. And then we get like a fourth wall break as a nod to
the earlier seasons.
Well, and her governor video. So she looks at the camera and she like smirks. she like touches the wall of the subway and it's mm-hmm. like Red Sea parting, like trains just start functioning. Like,
yeah,
we hear like all these gears grinding, like she's fixing the subway.
Anything that happens underground,
yes.
she has control yes. of because Earth.
Yes.
So like she can just like restore order.
Yes.
In that way.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she touches it and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden the lights come back on and the train starts moving. And then like they don't really know until a couple days later where they're like all the trains were magically fixed.
Yeah.
And there's no more construction underground in New York.
Yes.
And all the trains are going to run on time.
That's perfect.
Okay.
So this
and
gets
that's
them
all
to
Miranda.
Bergdorf. Yeah. So
yeah.
this gets them to Bergdorf.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they have their shopping spree.
Yeah.
And so it's just down to Charlotte to figure out.
Yeah.
What her
I think it's like
is.
They really need to go. And now the fashion gets even crazier mm-hmm. because they're like, we're witches. Like, who gives a fuck what
right.
we wear? And
Which
so
is-
that's like, it's like, we are, they already were at that level to
right.
begin with, but now it's like giving Patricia Fields a chance to just take it
yes.
beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They like walk out wearing one of the window displays.
Yeah.
Like made out of plastic spoons or something. Yeah. No, they really, yeah, they push the envelope. And
mm-hmm.
maybe like Charlotte's like, Iris Apfel, like, I get it now. Like,
yeah. yeah. Totally. I never thought I'd be into these kinds of looks, but yeah. I have to say, I like it.
She's got 80 necklaces on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's great.
But Charlotte's kind of bummed because she hasn't figured out like what her power is.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they like, they go on a walk through Central Park. Like mm-hmm. they leave Bergdorf with all their stuff and they're like strolling through like beautiful autumn. Like,
yeah. It's finally kind of stopped raining. Mm-hmm. It's like that beautiful park after the rain, like where everything smells like so good.
Right.
And like they're walking and talking.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I think we need to introduce Aiden.
Wow. Okay.
I think we need to introduce Aiden back into this because he's like, he's a knight in shining armor.
He is a knight in shining armor.
So maybe he's like,
maybe they see people like riding horses
yes.
in Central Park and Aiden is atop a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Just love like that. Inexplicably.
Love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's, yeah. Yes. Hmm. Yeah, he's like, oh, these are my horse. I bought a bunch of horses, and
he's like, I care. I do furniture, and like, yeah. after me and my wife divorced, I was really upset, so I got into horses, and here we are.
Yeah, and he like sees Carrie, and he's like, you look wild. Like,
so yeah, Steve's with him.
Oh my God, of
right?
course,
because they own that. Okay, so maybe you can answer this, but
yes.
this is a question that always comes up for me: is like. They own Scout together.
That's right.
The bar.
That's right.
So, like, wouldn't Aiden still kind of be in Carrie's life?
Yes.
Because he and Steve own a bar together?
That's true. That's very true.
Like, and that's never really acknowledged once Aiden's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Or maybe he just did the furniture and is like a silent partner or something, but still, it's like, that's Steve's business.
But they were
partner.
Tied up in each other. Yeah. No,
yeah.
he like lent him the money, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean,
am
they like
that?
Own a business together.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. So this has got to be like, they're at Bergdorf. Miranda's like, well, Steve's in the park.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go say hi to Steve.
Okay.
So Aiden's also there.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then we get some tender thing where he's like, well, you know, like, the Central Park Zoo closed, so it's the least I can do to like bring my horses.
Yeah, the Central Park Zoo is closing. Animals are being like taken away.
Yes.
And Aiden's just going mm-hmm. on like a nice ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he brought all his animals. He's like, kids love animals, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gotta have they got to pet an animal.
Yeah.
Around them. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to back up for a second.
Sure.
I think we should switch Samantha and Charlotte's powers. Because I was just thinking, Samantha made it rain, right?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe hers is water. And she caused, like, torrential downpours, et cetera. And you then Charlotte's is fire.
Cancer.
She is a Cancer?
I think she's a Cancer.
Okay, love that. That
great
makes
choice.
Better sense.
Great choice.
Okay, perfect. Great we did choice. It. We didn't even realize. It was totally subconscious.
That's a great idea.
We're fucking geniuses. Okay. So they're in the park.
Yes.
Face to face with Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, like, we get a nod in this moment. It's like, yeah, we all know that he's, like, kind of around or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, so it's not so shocking to Carrie.
Yes. Yeah. So they have, yeah, so it's not like she's stunned that he's there. She's
yeah.
just kind of like, oh, I know. This, like, happens every once in a while. Like, hi, how are mm-hmm. you? Like, but she's very touched by him bringing horses to children.
Yeah.
And, okay. Maybe there's, like, a very sad kid who, like, just the horses aren't doing it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not having a good enough time, like, a little bit of a social outcast. And, like, Charlotte sees her, and she's missing her daughter. So she's, like, itching to dish this kind of, like, love.
Yeah.
And so maybe she has this heart-to-heart with this girl, and... Hell, let's make her an orphan. It's a bunch of orphans. It's a bunch of orphans in the
classic
park.
Classic orphan yeah. tour of the deserted zoo of what used to be.
Yes.
They're like, hey, your parents are dead. You're in an orphanage. How can we make this worse? Let's take you to the deserted
zoo. The closed
zoo. Yeah.
There's not a lot left in New
There's
York to do
left,
for fun.
No.
So, it yeah, slim pickings.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl's like... Like, clearly can't remember, like, joy. Like,
yeah.
She can't remember joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlotte's hands start glowing. And she puts her hand on the girl's shoulder, and her other palm is, like, on the cobblestone of the zoo. And then it's just, like, a burst of warmth and love and everything at the zoo starts moving again.
Wow.
And, like, the zoo comes back to life.
Wow.
Even with no animals there, things just, like, you can hear the noises, and it's, like, the history and the feeling and the joy of what that zoo used to represent, and, like, this little girl just, like, comes to life.
Yeah, she loves it. It's, like, a whole, like, she gets brighter in the face.
Yes.
Like, her whole aura shifts.
Yes.
Thanks to Charlotte's, like, fiery warmth.
Perfect.
Okay, love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Great flip.
Yeah, and so Charlotte is, like, overjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the best possible gift that mm-hmm. she could ever be like have in her life.
Oh, my God.
That's it's her ability to spread, like, love and light wherever she goes.
Yes, yes, love and light.
Yeah.
Love and light.
Love and light. So then we now need to, like, cut to Samantha.
Yes. So it should be... She should go to Carrie's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
She should go to Carrie's apartment to, like, ice her.
Yeah.
Like, she should really still be, like, driven and mad. Or maybe we see her walking the streets and, like, causing chaos, like, on the way there.
Yeah. I think it's, like, Samantha, now she just, like, walks wherever she goes.
Yes.
She no longer, like, takes any sort of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, every... like, fire hydrant she walks by, like, explodes.
Ooh.
Water everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, people's sinks in their buildings, like, turn on all
yeah,
of a sudden.
Pipes
toilets
rattling,
are
like,
flushing, da, 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 da. Pipes are rattling. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, Samantha is, like, total chaos.
She's wet.
Yeah, she's
yeah,
wet.
She's like...
That is perfect. We get, like, a wet pun in there yeah, somewhere. She's really pissed.
Yeah, she gets catcalled. He's like,
oh, I make you wet, do I?
Do I? Oh, my God. Yeah, she just
yeah.
like, she like telekinetically like moves a water, like kills a construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, she could make like dams come down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her powers like unharnessed, yeah, and it's like, not good.
Wet doesn't even begin to describe it. Fuck.
Goodbye, hormones. Yeah.
So,
no more yams for me. Oh yeah, so she gets to Carrie's apartment, and yeah. Big is still there,
right? Of course,
ready to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and yeah, so he like goes to attack her because he thinks it's Carrie, and she like grabs his wrist,
mm-hmm.
and he drops the scythe, and yeah, so then they have to like she has to take him down to prove her power.
Yeah, I think she killed him. They Ooh. Have a fight to the death.
Damn. Love that.
Maybe he tries also to like in this moment he's like, don't do this, Samantha, like you could join our side, and like I know that you don't want to play second fiddle, like kind of tries to sweet talk her a little bit. Ooh. And you think she's gonna take the bait, but then she, or maybe she does take the bait in that moment.
Either are good.
I mean, if she takes the bait in the moment, then we end with her being like, psych, and then going back. Like, she takes the bait in order to
right
all the wrongs in the end.
Hmm.
Or she kills Big, and then she and Carrie are like reunited and friends again at the end of Act Two. And then they go into Act Three, like as a force field.
I think she takes the bait.
Okay.
I think that's scarier.
Yeah.
I think she takes the bait.
Okay. Yeah. So Big tries to like cut her.
Yes.
And she grabs him, mm-hmm. and they tussle.
Right.
And then he gives her the spiel. He's like, you're better than this, Samantha. You're better than everyone.
Like, yeah, she's got him pinned up against the wall. She's like grabbing his balls. Like he's like in a lot of pain and
like
he's
squeezing.
Yeah, and he's telling her this. Yeah, mm-hmm. go on.
Like she's lifted him up on and pinned him against the wall by his balls.
Yes.
And he's wincing, and between like gritted teeth is like, Samantha, you can have it all. You don't have to settle for being second fiddle. And like something in what he says really strikes her in that moment.
Yeah, he's right.
He's right.
Mm-hmm.
And she releases him, and he crouches down on the ground. She goes, tell me more. And so then you know that she's like,
ooh,
about to be on Team Trump Foundation.
Yes. Oh,
and
my God.
Maybe Big's like, I have to take you to like Ground Zero.
Trump and Tower.
Ground Zero, Trump Tower.
Trump Tower.
So they go to Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls... So they've been in Central Park.
Right.
And they've all discovered their powers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're like, where is Samantha? Like, it's so weird that she's not calling back. Like, I hope everything's okay with her. Like, maybe we should like check on her.
We have to go to her apartment. Yeah.
We have to go to her apartment. And so they get to her apartment, and then they see that it's just like destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my God, like what happened? Like, maybe Big got to her. Like, it looks like she was like attacked or something.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they just don't know. And so they're like, we need to like find, like, where, like, let's go. Do they go to the Trump Tower, or do they go to like Carrie's apartment?
No, I think they need reinforcements. Mm-hmm. I think because they're still like new in their powers. They're like, we need to find a fourth witch, like another witch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to find someone else to like help us.
Yeah, who? We don't know. Like, we don't know any of these women. Like, I don't know where Anna Wintour lives.
Oh my God, who from the canon is another witch?
Maybe they get Liza Minnelli so she can come back and make another cameo in another Sex and the City movie.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah,
like, Carrie's the perfect person to call.
Carrie calls Stanford, and she's like, do you have any ideas? And he's like, give me 10. And he hangs up.
And he connects Carrie and Liza.
Yes.
Okay. whose power is also water, because yes. that's an important thing too. Like, they have to find a witch to complete the calling in of all the different elements.
Oh my god. Okay. Yes. Yes. She's also water. Her mm-hmm. wibbly wobbly legs. She.
Hey.
Okay. Okay. So, where do they find Liza? Like, where is she in New York?
Where is she? I feel like she's like having a cocktail, or maybe she's like doing a show that night.
Yes.
And yeah. Stanford's like, go to this like piano bar, mm-hmm. and she's performing right. like a cabaret.
Yeah. Is it rehearsal or is it like showtime?
I think it's like showtime. So love then it. We get like a full like Liza yeah. show moment, and then the girls can like find her backstage.
Yeah.
And oh, they're like, cool. You've got to help us. Our friend is missing.
Oh, this is this is a perfect like view into the witch world again.
Yeah.
Like, they arrive at this club. It's like, you can barely find the entrance. Like, it's very, very hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And once they enter, like, she's already performing. Yeah. So they're like,
she's in the middle of it, kind mm-hmm. of like Star is Born style.
Exactly. They're yeah. making their way through tables. There's like goblins and shit. Like, mm-hmm. people, yeah, like,
people very mm-hmm. dressed very strangely.
Yes.
It's a very underground kind of vibe.
This is an opportunity for some more cameos. Like, we see Angela Bassett or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we get also, I think, a sense of like the gays, because they've been yes. forgotten in this whole thing, but they're another breed of like witch sorcerers.
Oh,
like, they're their own thing too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god, then who's in there?
Yeah.
I mean, we get Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen, obviously,
without a doubt, he's right in the front.
Yeah, he yeah. makes a cameo. Yeah. I think like all the Queer Eye guys, mm-hmm. old and new, mm-hmm. are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, Michael Patrick King makes a cameo
Michael
as
Patrick
the bartender.
King is a cameo, yeah, like a cheeky.
He's like cleaning a glass.
Yeah. He's like, what can I get you? Or something like that. He's like, let me get you a Cosmo, and like yeah. winks. I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah, he just magics up three Cosmos. And Liza's still performing in the background. This is like,
Liza's yeah, still there. Yeah. I feel like Lil Nas is there because he's like very topical right
I
now.
Yeah. He would love that.
He would love that. I think Frank Ocean is there.
Mm-hmm,
there
mm-hmm.
could be like a Liza and Frank Ocean song that they do together.
He's on piano.
Yeah.
And she's laying on the piano. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So it's just a real scene.
Yeah.
And the girls are like ushered backstage afterwards, and they explain what's going on.
Yeah, Liza like is probably privy to the whole thing already. Maybe she was at, no, she was at the ceremony.
She was at the ceremony.
But like, or maybe not.
I think like we didn't see her at the ceremony, right. but even if she wasn't, she knows.
Right.
She's so privy. She's like, yeah. where's yeah. your fourth?
Yeah. Like, hey girls. Yeah.
Because I feel like the thing, too, is like all the witches in the sisterhood, they travel in fours.
Love that.
So like yes. each one is an element.
God, that's perfect.
Yeah. And then yeah. Mary-Kate and Ashley, since they're Geminis and twins, yes. they're already like a foursome
mm-hmm.
for just the two of them.
Well, yeah, they are
the
gatekeepers. Another echelon.
They're
yeah.
another.
They are the
they're
gatekeepers.
Like the, they are yes. the only yeah. thing. They're the gatekeepers. The only ones immune from being right, in a foursome. Yes. The gatekeepers.
Who needs it? Fuck.
So Liza is like, does she have to get permission from like her foursome to like join theirs?
Oh my god. Maybe she's lost some of her foursome.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've since passed.
Yeah.
Like, who could have been in hers? Like Liz Taylor.
Yeah, Liz Taylor.
Yeah. yeah. Oh my god. Maybe like
Princess Grace.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And
Diana, Princess Di, was also in the sisterhood.
Wow, yes.
And she was destroyed by
yes.
another plant from the Trump Foundation.
Someone sinister.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's just an example of what can happen if they like don't get this tower.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
She was in Liza's crew.
Mm-hmm.
So Liza's lost
everyone. And she is looking to join.
Wow.
And now yeah. the perfect opportunity has come for her to merge forces with
oh
a new foursome, with a new threesome.
I have chills.
Okay, same. She's like, whatever you need, girls, I'm down for it all. She just shimmies everywhere like, that she walks.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not out of the game yet. Yeah,
I still got a little kick in me.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, I'm sweating. Okay, so they get Liza, and then I think we need to go to Samantha, like, with Big, like, tail between his legs, like, they're arriving at Trump Tower, like, she kicked his ass.
Yeah, he's all battered and bruised, mm-hmm. but he is spared from destruction because he's bringing Samantha
mm-hmm.
to like the chief.
Right. That's his in.
Yeah.
And so I think so, like it's Trump Tower, but it's also as fantastical as the witch world. Like once you're within it, it's like big onyx, like black walls, like
just it's black and gold mm-hmm, everything
mm-hmm.
For some people it might be too much, but for Samantha and everyone that's like part of the foundation they love it.
They
can't get enough of it.
Absolutely. So there there's like soldiers like in a line, like mm-hmm. just a bunch of fucking dudes.
Yeah.
And Samantha walks in and she like kind of throws Big like at the feet of rip torn Donald Trump.
Yes.
And she's like, I am Samantha Jones of...
Samantha Jones, public relations. And she's like, what say ye?
Yes. And he's like, Samantha Jones of meat pack. And she's like, pack it, ship it. I do it all.
Send it out. I do it all. Grill it up. Salt it.
And then she, like, kicks Big in the dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is now just, like, physical comedy with, like, him getting, like, kicked in the dick over and over, his balls grabbed. And so she reveals that she would like to join forces. She's like, we met once years ago.
Yes.
Don't you remember? And he's like, I can never forget a set of legs like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then they decide to, like, partner.
Yeah. He's like, I've never worked with a broad before.
She goes, I know you love a good deal,
mm-hmm.
and I can make you one. I can bring you the New York Star.
Wow.
So that's the deal.
Yes. And he like rubs his chin. Like
He's like, what do you want in return?
Yes.
What does she want in return?
Oh my God. Time.
Time.
She wants time back.
She wants to be immortal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She was robbed of being a witch
mm-hmm.
for Carrie's sake.
Yeah. And now she just wants her due.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe not immortal. She just wants like 20 extra years.
Sure.
Of being fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With no Carrie in the picture.
With no Carrie in the picture. Yeah. I'm over her.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
And yeah, exactly.
And she big agrees. Like she's taken so much from both of them. It's time for her to go.
Yeah. Oh, we need to have some kind of like reprimand for Big. Like, oh my God, maybe he kills Big. He's like, you failed me for the last time.
Yeah. He just assassinates him.
Yeah. He's like, I had to send Burger.
Yeah. he's like, you couldn't keep this woman. He's like, you fucked up every chance that you got. You screwed it all up in the Chinese restaurant when you kept introducing her as a friend.
God
and
damn
then,
it.
Like, you went to Paris, then you married Natasha. It's like, and now this?
This was your plan?
Yeah. And so then he just like crossbows Big in the chest.
Smited.
Yeah. And Big just turns to fiery ashes.
Wow.
And it's like, you as an audience member don't even see this coming, but like that's the level of like craziness we're dealing with.
Yes.
And he says, Samantha, if you bring me the New York Star, I will make you immortal.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she asked for 20 years, he ups it and he's like, you will be immortal, the most famous woman in the world and the most respected, powerful woman in the entire world.
I love it.
And she says, we have a deal, and it closes up on them handshaking.
Oh my God. Yes.
So then, okay, so that's the end of act two.
Mm-hmm.
So now act three.
So some time has to pass because we've got to get all the way through October.
Mm-hmm.
So
we really blazed through like the first 24 hours. So maybe everything like kind of returned. Maybe Samantha is just missing.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
She's biding her time.
She's missing. Do the girls put out like, do they initiate some sort of like police search of some sort?
Within the Sisterhood of the Stars?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, do they just kind of let her? Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole sisterhood is like trying to figure out where Samantha is.
Yeah, they have to be worried.
And
yeah,
maybe they feel like they get intel through like their various boots on the ground that she's been taken mm-hmm. by the Trump Foundation mm-hmm. and is being held captive.
Oh my God. Yes.
Carrie learns that Big is dead, I think. Like they come, when Carrie comes back to her apartment, there's just like an arrow in the wall of Big's heart.
Wow.
And Carrie falls and cries. Even though he tried to kill her, she'll always love
even
him.
Even though he came out, she's like...
she's like, we were soulmates. Yeah. And she can't take it. Will she break from all this pain?
Oh, my God.
The answer is no.
No.
So I think they have, like, there is, like, a funeral for Big. And it's, like, in the press, it's, like, he was murdered.
Right.
Like, brutally murdered. And the press also says, like, whoever murdered this guy also kidnapped Samantha Jones.
Yeah, she, like, whoever.
If you have any information, mm-hmm. please call this number.
They're still at large. Like, yeah, this is heavy.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
And so now, like, all of New York thinks that, like, some serial killer might be on the loose or there's, like, something horrible has happened. And even Trump himself is doing, like, press, like, about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Strangely.
To just like, mm-hmm. you know, it's all mm-hmm. confuse the people. Confuse
exactly.
the people. Yeah. But exactly. the Trump Foundation and the sisterhood and like the gay goblins know the truth.
And then on that same newspaper, there's like a tiny article that's like, Subway's fixed? Question mark. Like,
yeah. Subway's fixed. Mayor so-and-so takes credit.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah. And Miranda's like, throws it like during breakfast.
Damn
like,
it. Fuck. Yeah.
So
a lot of time has passed mm-hmm. and now it's like October 29th or 30th.
Yes. So yeah. We have to see. We've got to bring Aiden back in some. So like Carrie's tore up. Mm-hmm. Like she's
in mourning. Mm-hmm. She still is wearing all black funeral veils mm-hmm. and like won't really speak to anyone.
So she's still in her apartment, like glass broken, like she didn't fix much.
There's just like a window that's boarded up yes. and like still blood on the walls.
Right.
The girls are like, Charlotte's like, you didn't fix this yet?
Right.
She's like, what's the point? The love of my life was taken away. Like there is nothing to live for anymore.
So Charlotte's like, well, if I can't console you, like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go. Like, you won't listen to anybody. And so mm-hmm. she leaves and she's like, because, like, the pressure, like, Halloween is looming. Like,
yeah, like, they have to get it together. And maybe, like, they've all met, like, mm-hmm. to talk what the game plan's going to be.
Right.
And they're like, we have to, like, just, like, work through these distractions and, like, figure it out. We have literally 48 hours.
Like you're
you left
being
this to
ridiculous.
The last minute. Yeah. I know you like to procrastinate, classic writer,
mm-hmm.
but like, that ain't going to work for this. What about the sisterhood?
Right. What about the sisterhood?
And Carrie's kind of like over the sisterhood.
Mm-hmm. Which is ridiculous because
she is the star.
Oh my God. Of course. That is so like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Even Liza is frustrated.
Right. She's okay. No. So yeah, they are having a meeting in Carrie's apartment and Liza's there and like, she's like, girls, if you're going to keep arguing, like,
I can't take it.
I just, you need to learn to love one another.
Yeah. And she is just like, she's like, call me when you get it together.
Exactly.
Like I'll be on it. But until then, you bitches can bicker amongst yourselves and
you're
like shit these out.
Yeah. You're on your own. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Carrie can't like control her wings yet. Like it only happened in that moment of crisis.
Yeah.
And she hasn't flown since. So like she's not pulling her weight.
No.
At all.
She's really like collapsing mm-hmm. under mm-hmm. all this like trouble.
Yeah.
So how do we work Aiden in?
So maybe they all get in a fight. Mm-hmm. Miranda and Charlotte are both like...
Carrie like starts, I think she's like refusing to, she's going into like a fugue state, like how she was in Mexico completely. In the first movie.
Yes.
Where she like, the blinds are drawn. She's not answering the phone. Mm-hmm. She just like stops. She's like submits to depression. And yes. So then the girls show up to try and like intervene. Mm-hmm. And that's when they see like the window's been boarded up. There's like blood on the walls. And like they try and pep talk her, but she's like not having it. Liza storms out. The other girls in her fight. And they're like, what the fuck, Carrie? Like, we're all here for you.
Yeah.
But you don't care. All you can focus on is what you don't have. But you're not looking at what you do have. This is classic you. And then they can like drum up like resentments from the past.
Yes.
And then
it gets really personal. They start, it gets like,
really personal. Yeah. And they all say things that they regret. Mm-hmm. And then Charlotte and Miranda storm off in a huff.
Yes. Yeah. So she's left alone. Like, who does she call?
Yeah.
Aiden.
Aiden.
She's like, I need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So they meet up.
They meet for a drink. She pulls herself together. This is like a kind of a good moment for her.
She looks stylistically gorgeous. Yeah.
Stunning. Yeah.
It's kind of phoned in, but she looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it just feels good for her to get out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they meet and we skip all the exposition of her explaining what witchcraft is. But like at the end, he just like takes a sip of like whatever. And he's like, man, a witch?
You gotta be kidding me, little lady. She's like, I'm not kidding. I wish I was.
Yeah.
So basically he's like, anything I can do, I'll help you.
He just needs to help her believe in herself.
Yeah, maybe they finish up their drinks and they go out to the street. And he's like, you want to take a walk? And she's like, sure. And they walk and find themselves in like a beautiful garden. Like one of those like magical New York moments where you stumble upon a place you never knew existed.
Right.
And like, it is weirdly like really beautiful. And there's like lightning bugs and like flowers. Mm-hmm. And like the wind kind of blows and they both like are having a moment where it's like good to be just like back with each other.
Yes.
And they kiss and all of a sudden Carrie's wings fly out.
Beautiful.
And Aiden's like, whoa. And then she takes him on like a magic carpet ride like, over New York. She like holds him and then flies over the beautiful New York skyline, clutching Aiden.
Like prom style. Her arms are like around his waist.
Like when you skydive, but you have to get strapped to like a skydiving person. That's like how they fly. And he has to really trust her to just like hold him.
Yes.
And she does.
And it's like, it's late October. So Halloween's in full swing. Like, they're just like flying over like all these neighborhoods, like seeing every counterculture, like celebrating, like getting ready for Halloween. Like it's beautiful. Like New York is gorgeous. It's like autumn. It's nighttime.
It's just like, it's so glowing. The air is crisp, but it's not too cold.
Yes.
And it's just like life affirming and beautiful.
Oh my God. He kind of turns his face and he's like, this is wild. And
and her hair at that moment is like really wild. It's peak Carrie Bradshaw, golden curls
are back.
Yeah. The curls are back. She went from like straight hair that was kind of dull to like the classic Carrie Bradshaw hair.
I think for all of them, like Witches of Eastwick, mm-hmm. their hair should all be getting curlier throughout this movie.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Carrie, I think throughout this whole movie, has not done her hair the classic Carrie way mm-mm. until this butterfly moment. Mm-hmm. And then like Miranda's hair finally gets like really long and like stylish and beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a lob.
Like she no longer has that Miranda haircut.
Right.
Like, it's just like all working.
Oh my God.
Charlotte's hair is like so voluminous and like sensual.
I love it. I love it. Fuck.
And Samantha,
meanwhile,
she grows Carrie Bradshaw hair.
So she has like golden curls too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. So I think Carrie.
So they're flying.
It's like a really romantic, like Aladdin moment.
Yes.
And then I guess Carrie like drops him off at his.
They should land on a roof first.
Okay. They land on a roof.
His roof.
And she's like, well, I guess this is goodbye. And he's like, well, do you want to come in for a little bit? And she's like, yeah. And yeah, so they like have sex.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then in like late night or like early morning, she gets a text from Samantha.
It's the 30th.
Yeah. And.
Or is it the 31st? It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's Halloween. It's like down to the wire of them having to like destroy Trump Tower.
Yes.
So does she like wake up and like text the girls like get together, we're doing this, or does Samantha text her?
Yeah, she gets a very cryptic text from Samantha, like just like me. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very there's no love in it at all.
Hey, and she calls her
and
Samantha answers, but sounds like robotic.
Yeah.
And
she's like, Samantha, where have you been? And she's like, I'm fine. Meet me tonight.
We have work to do.
Yeah, yes.
Like, she's just going to hop back in and, like, help destroy the towers.
She's like, but are you okay? And she was like, we'll discuss it later.
Yeah.
She's like, we have to destroy Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, this is why they have to destroy Trump, because on Halloween, when the veil between the spirit realm is thinnest, he's going to bring back all the horrible dictators.
Okay, yeah. He's
going to
bring back every awful man that ever was. Will get summoned to destroy all women except those who are subservient. That's the thing.
That's what they're gonna do. Yeah, that's why it's Halloween. Okay.
In addition to like the arts and culture that are slowly going away.
Also important,
but the most important thing is that like you have to save womankind because this is what's gonna happen.
Because without them, there is no arts and culture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
So Samantha summons Carrie,
right?
And she's like, meet me at
Trump Tower.
Trump Tower. Yeah. Meet me at Trump Tower. Like we have work to do. Mm-hmm. So
like
gather the girls. We'll meet there at dusk.
Hangs up.
Yeah.
So
Carrie like calls them and she's like, it's back on. Samantha just called me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to meet her there at dusk.
Yeah. Like, we don't know what we're in for, but I believe in myself. I believe in us. Like, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
We can do this. And Miranda and Charlotte are, like, beaming.
Yeah.
Like, she's back. Like, Carrie's back.
They're like, we're here for you.
Mm-hmm. And Liza, maybe, like... So, every time we see Charlotte and Miranda, they're, like... in the witch annex, like poring over books. They're like, and so Liza's there with them with like cat eye glasses on, like also doing some reading, like helping them with stuff. And she's
like reading a book too. Yes. They're just like working tirelessly while Carrie flits about
to figure out like,
what can
a strategy,
be done,
a battle plan. Like, So, do we have another visit from Isabella Rossellini? Maybe we don't need it.
I think like, yeah, I don't know if we need it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's like
they've stepped away.
All get ready.
Right.
And then they meet. Maybe they meet in like a cocktail bar in Trump Tower.
Yes.
And so they're all in like these fabulous cocktail outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha is waiting for them there.
Wait, I think we need... Okay. After she calls them, I think we see Samantha hang up and she's like, it's done. And she and Trump like toast.
Mm-hmm.
And he like puts his arm around her and is like being really disgusting. And he's like, you know, we could partner. Like, we could do this together forever, you and me. Like, just being really disgusting.
Yeah.
And I think she kills him.
Oh, I like that.
She's. she wants all the power.
Okay.
She's got a whole new thing in mind.
Love it. So she kind of teases him for mm-hmm. a moment with like a kiss, like, and then she
gets him in private, blasting off guards like they're trying to run to his defense, and she's like,
she's like, yeah, let's like, why don't we celebrate with a shower? And yes. then like they're wow. and then they're in the shower, she's like naked, he's naked, but we only see him from like the chest up, and then she like fills the shower up with water and oh drowns God. him.
Oh my God. She's got to make a pun about golden showers.
Yeah. Total yeah, pun. Yes, yes. Just like asterisk pun about golden showers. Yeah. Then
she drowns him. Yes.
She drowns him. Then mm-hmm. all the guards that try and like get her or whatever, mm-hmm. she like drowns them too.
Love it. Love it.
Or blasts them with like mm-hmm. various water blasts.
Yeah. She's like, I have the power. Yeah. I'm in control.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'm your new commander. Mm-hmm. And like, mm-hmm. I'm going to bring back all the men and all the women Ooh. Who are like really evil to do my bidding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Whatever that is, she'll figure it out.
She'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's just tired. Mm-hmm. She's just tired.
I'm tired of not being appreciated.
Yep.
And now it's my time.
Yes.
And her eyes go full red.
Ooh.
Her like irises both turn red. And she's had enough. So this happens now.
Before
it's
the
dusk.
Cocktail. Yeah. Yes, now
so they're now she's waiting for the mm-hmm. girls in the cocktail lounge.
They
and Samantha looks beautiful. Like, yes. make no mistake, she's looking pretty evil, but also the most beautiful she's ever looked.
Glowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glowing yeah. skin, glistening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that. So. Yeah, they all get out of a cab and come in, and she's like at the bar and like turns and the crowd parts, and she like looks at them. She's been waiting. She's been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
Wait, okay, maybe. Maybe she's not at the bar. She's at the yeah. top. She's at the roof.
She's at the roof or like the highest, like the penthouse.
Yes. And so they like...
They are met at the door
mm-hmm.
by... Maybe they're met in the lobby by someone they think is Samantha. Like they just see like a cloaked blonde figure, but Ooh. It actually turns out to be like a henchman.
Ooh, yeah. Who, no, they see... Yeah, they see Samantha from the back. And they're like, there she is. And she like disappears up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what is she doing? They chase after her. They can only see her from the back.
Yeah.
And then
revealed to be just like a henchman.
Burger. A wig.
It's Burger.
It's Burger
and
a wig. It's Burger and a wig.
He's like, this is embarrassing, but I had to do it. You got to come with me now.
And so... Yeah, they can't. They don't know what to make of this scenario. So they arrive at the top, and it's like
maybe they fight. There's a fight scene between Carrie and Burger,
yeah.
and like they end up pushing Burger down the stairs, and he dies.
Yeah, she's like a post-it note.
Yeah, like, she's just like, I'll never forgive him for that. Like the rage is strong, and like we get like Burger's death in this moment.
He's also like once he takes off his Samantha thing, he's in. The Trump uniform, which is like what Big was wearing, like leather demon daddy, like
yeah,
yeah,
demon
yeah.
daddy, mm-hmm. assless chaps, mm-hmm. and the whole thing.
Straps,
and Carrie's
buckles.
Like, "Are you gay too?" And yeah. he's like, "No, this is just what we wear." So they fight to the
yeah,
death. They push
out.
Him down the stairs.
He's gone. Yeah,
he's gone.
Yeah,
and then they just continue to make their way up to the penthouse.
So, yeah, they burst open the door. We get this beautiful shot of, like, the three of them in the door frame. Like, mm-hmm. all their hair is now the same length and texture.
Yeah.
And, like, they're gorgeous and, like, light cascades, like, down the end of the hall to Samantha, like, on her throne.
Yeah.
So evil.
Being fanned by all different, like, henchmen.
Yes.
By like male models, mm-hmm. like famous guys.
Maybe someone like as they open the door, someone's like going down on her, and she like waves her hand and they stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, that's perfect.
And she crosses her legs and she's like, hello, ladies.
She's naked except for like jewelry that's like strategically placed on her body, like perfect. Gold, oh, all fine jewelry mm-hmm. to get back at the stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And her stone is yeah. like affixed in the center.
Mm-hmm. Affixed yeah. in the center, and then everywhere else are just like diamonds and everything. Mm-hmm.
Maybe somewhere in this movie they got their stones made into necklaces.
Yeah,
that's a whole montage
definitely.
Too.
Yeah, okay. yeah, yeah.
So, so, hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Glad you could make it.
Mm-hmm. And
so now Samantha's mission is to destroy them.
Yes.
Because if they destroy her and Trump Tower, there will be...
Right.
No more. She can't have absolute power.
Right. Once Halloween, like once it's midnight on Halloween, like mm-hmm. she can't bring the people back from the dead anymore.
Yeah.
So Carrie steps forward, like they're all like, Samantha. And she's like, stop. Hand up. Like, stop right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we've been so worried about you. And she just like jumps right into her monologue.
Yeah.
She's like looking at Charlotte and Miranda. And she's like, aren't you tired of playing second, third, fourth fiddle to Carrie Bradshaw?
Selfish.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah, wait, yes. Keep going. Arrogant.
Arrogant. All adjectives that describe one person we know too well, Carrie Bradshaw. And just like reads her to filth yeah, in this moment.
Carrie looks so confused. She's like, what? Like, what? And Miranda and Charlotte are like kind of like mad dogging, but you can see the wheels turning in their mm-hmm. heads. Like, she's right. She is right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So then Charlotte's like, well, that's really not very fair. But I don't know. Carrie, she kind of has a point. Like, they're like leaning into it in a
Yeah. They're like, way. Remember that time Miranda's like, you did send Aiden to like, help me when I threw my back out. And like, they bring up times that they felt slighted by
yes,
Carrie.
Yes. Yes.
Charlotte, so we did have to listen to you cry a lot about Big, who ended up being the most evil guy in the world. So right. I don't know. Like, you have pretty bad taste in men, too. You should add that to the list of like selfish things. And they kind of go in on her.
Yeah, they just
bit.
Start spiraling. They yeah. can't stop. And they're getting angrier and angrier. And Carrie's like, well, and she's just like stuttering and like spitting out excuses. And yeah.
And then finally she's like, I'm the star. Okay. Yeah. I'm the New York star. So it just has to be like that sometimes. And then that is like the real wrong thing to say
yeah,
to
and
these
Samantha's
girls in
like,
this situation.
Like her evil
her
laugh.
Her evil, bellowing,
oh
guttural
my
laugh.
God. And, and so, oh my God. Wow. Okay. So then maybe like Miranda like turns to Carrie and like takes two steps back and she's like, I'm sorry, Carrie. I can't. And she, like, walks towards Samantha.
Yeah.
And she's fully on her side.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlotte's, like, caught between them.
Yeah.
Like,
Samantha's like, join me
mm-hmm.
in absolute power.
Yeah.
You'll want and worry for nothing for the rest of your life.
And she's like, Charlotte, come. And Charlotte's like, can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
And then Samantha, like, whirls her hands and, like, a giant martini glass forms and Charlotte is like drowning in a Cosmo.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
And she's like banging on the glass and Carrie's like, stop, make it stop. And she Samantha's like, there's no room for weakness. And it's full lost. Like Carrie and Charlotte are like face to face on the glass and Charlotte's drowning.
Yeah.
She's drowning.
Yeah. This is the end.
Mm-hmm. In like, in a giant Cosmo.
In a huge martini glass cage. And like Carrie puts her hand to the glass and like Charlotte meets her.
Yes.
And then I think in that moment, Charlotte's like heat.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Transfers. Yes. The glass.
Yes. And she
blowing back. Everyone gets blown back by the explosion.
I love it.
And Miranda kind of gets like the sense knocked back into her and is like, what were we thinking? Like,
she's like, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right.
And maybe Samantha even gets the sense knocked back into her. Or or Charlotte could go up to Samantha and like place her hands on her and then like fill her with love. Maybe Charlotte's like, what about all the good times?
Yeah, yes,
like,
yeah, she tries to.
What about the time that we all like went to Atlantic City?
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
and you teased me for being an old maid and I was mad, but I really, then it was funny.
And she's like, yeah, Samantha's like kind of starts to smile and she's like, No, I won't fall into your traps. She's like, I'm tired of this dynamic. I never want to be here again. And she does it again and like whisks Miranda and Charlotte into, I don't know, another Cosmo.
Yeah.
And like a bigger drink. Mm-hmm. And Carrie like would get caught up in it too, but like her wings burst out.
Yeah.
And so she's like, she's aloft now. She's like airborne.
Carrie like breaks down crying when they all roast her. Cause you know, she's like so sensitive. She can't take it.
She's on the ground.
Yeah. She's like on the ground crumpled. Mm-hmm. And Samantha's kind of taunting her. Like there she goes again, making it all about her crying. And then like, as Charlotte's like dying, they reach out and touch each other. That's when the glass explodes.
Right.
And then now Carrie's finally like sucking it up. Mm-hmm. And when she sees her two best friends about to die in this huge Cosmo,
trapped in another one.
Yeah. She screams no. And the wings come out.
Yes. So now it's her versus Samantha.
Yeah.
And they fucking battle it out.
And Samantha like morphs into the literal like Alex Mack liquid.
Oh my God.
And so she becomes a force of liquid that can like whoosh around and like just like blast you.
Yes. But with
she is wet. Like she literally is wet.
But with her face, hair and boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, her whole, like, she's like a serpentine.
Like, she comes back and she's like, do you like that? And then it's like, ksh-ksh-ksh.
Oh my God.
And like, so she's trying to like blast Carrie. Carrie is trying to like wing her.
Carrie's getting her ass beat. Maybe she like tears a wing. Mm-hmm. So Carrie's like kind of limp. Like, she can't battle fully. Like, she's pretty beat.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe Samantha tears off her wings one by one.
Yes. Yeah, she swoops her up when she's in that form and they like pins her against the throne and like rips off one wing, rips off the other, and Carrie's like, no. And she's like dethroning Carrie.
Yeah.
Like right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Miranda and Charlotte, like, maybe they're trapped in something else. Like, mouth covered.
They're
like,
being held
they're
by
being held. Guards. Yeah, yeah. Guards. Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's like, Samantha, like, it's not about me. It's about us. It's about the four of us. Without the four of us, we would be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this
didn't even happen until we were all together.
Right.
There's no me without you.
Culture can't be dictated by one person.
Mm-hmm.
It requires many voices.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, it takes a village. Samantha, it takes a village. And Samantha's just like doing this hellish, like, no, like screaming, like doesn't want to hear it. And and
she's strangling Carrie.
She's strangling Carrie. It's Carrie's last breaths. And then the door bursts open.
And it's Aiden on a horse.
It's Aiden on a horse.
And it's like,
and Liza.
Yeah.
And Liza. Liza's like,
on the back of the horse, holding Aiden around the waist as the horse rears up.
Oh my God. Perfect.
And he gallops in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he like, the horse like, he like turns and spins and the horse like rears at the guards and the guards are like that are holding Miranda and Charlotte and they're scared. Like they let go in fear, like stumbling backward. Maybe the horse like kicks one of them in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his hand down like triumphantly and he grabs for Charlotte, and Charlotte gets on the back of the horse too. So it's as Liza demounts and like cares for Miranda. This is all happening very swiftly, and he rides up and Samantha turns as he like CrossFit throws Charlotte at her and Charlotte grabs her face.
Yeah, he like fully launches Charlotte at Samantha.
Charlotte grabs her face and she's like, remember, remember all the good times.
And she kisses Samantha on the mouth.
Yes.
And you see the warmth go course through Samantha's entire body, just starting with her throat and then like going down.
Pink gold glow. Yes. Oh, that's beautiful.
And Samantha is then filled with love.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
And she kind of like shakes herself off and realizes that she fucked up big time.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the girls like apologize to each other and they all are like hugging.
Yeah.
And like weeping.
And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I do understand.
Yeah.
Like,
it is the four of us. It's
all about
us. And then Carrie's like, I know I can be selfish sometimes and I'll work on it. Yeah. And then like they all kind of take responsibility for their issues that they bring to the tables. Completely. And they agree to like just start over from here on out, but always support each other.
And Carrie's like, well, what now? And Liza's like, I think you girls have a parade to get to.
Yeah. And like, really, do they need to destroy the building?
No.
No, it was really like more of a metaphoric.
Completely.
Yeah, it was a metaphor.
Yeah, it gets repurposed.
Yeah, it gets repurposed into a beautiful epicenter for the sisterhood.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where, okay, so.
It's like the wing, but actually a place that you would want to go.
Wait. It's actually called the wing, and their emblem is Carrie.
It's Carrie.
With wings.
It is the wing.
It is the wing.
Oh my God. Okay, great.
Wow.
Great.
It is
the wing. Perfect. This is great.
Wow.
Nailed it. Okay.
So we see them at the parade. It's like, again, the crowd parts, and they're all in like the most beautiful witch costumes.
Yeah. Like, it's like a Bob Mackie.
Completely.
Like,
yeah.
Oh Cher my God. Kind of mm-hmm. explosion.
I
think we could even get a Cher performance on one of the floats.
That's it.
Yeah.
All the
divas, this is now where every diva that's part of the sisterhood has their own float. So it's like Liza gets her own.
Yes.
Cher gets her own. Beyonce gets her own. Lady Gaga has one.
God. Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yeah.
Wow.
Christina Aguilera.
Monet, everybody.
Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. So that's like, it's like a big long parade float of just diva after diva, and they're singing I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all just like dancing and they're all just dancing and
let's bring in divas from other countries that I can't really like name or know about now, but this is where they get worked in to like support the cultural element.
Absolutely.
And really to bring the marketing of this movie like on a worldwide scale.
Completely.
Yeah. So it's all the American ones and then also Celine Dion for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we see like we get little like wrap ups for each character, like Miranda like turns and here comes Steve and Brady like at the parade and she's like hi and like she like goes off with them, and then like Charlotte's daughters did show up.
They did, and they surprised her, and they dressed like the Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
But playing into the furry thing, like one of them's Dorothy and one of them's Toto.
Yeah. Rose is fully Toto
but like with a little bit of kink to it.
So yeah,
and Charlotte's like frowning but like,
all right,
you win, you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So and then Aiden comes up and like holds Carrie close and he's like, you did it, babe, you did it. And so she like kisses him and turns and like there's Samantha, like who's there for Samantha.
Yeah.
And she walks up to her and like puts her arms around her and she's like,
we did it. And they just like hug in that moment. And then it's like really, it is about them and their friendship.
Yes.
And the two of them.
Yeah.
And it's not about the men.
No.
It's about the women.
No.
And the sisterhood.
Exactly.
And then it kind of pans past them And then you just see at the very end of the street, Mary Kate and Ashley smoking a cigarette.
I love it. The end.
Credits. Wow, what an adventure that is, with a great lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love that Samantha is like super evil and then comes back around.
Yes.
Yeah, that's essential because mm-hmm. I don't want to lose her.
No.
No.
No, she needs redemption.
Mm-hmm.
They all need redemption.
They needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's beautiful.
You know what just occurred to me?
What?
I'm going to draw all of this.
Draw it, please.
I'm gonna
oh my God.
Concept art for this.
Okay.
Wait, what is this one called?
Yeah, what is this called? Sex in the City 3.
The Last Parade.
The Last Parade. Sex in the City 3. The Wings of Love.
I love that. I love that.
Sex in the City 3. Four Sisters.
What's the organization? Sisterhood of... Yeah.
Sisterhood of Stars.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Sex in the City 3. Sisterhood of Stars. Beautiful. I'm obsessed with this version.
Holy shit.
So spooky.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Tell all the listeners where they can find you.
Sure. My Instagram is really the only place I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Spencer John Olson.
Love it.
That's it.
Thank you so much for sharing your vision with the world.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
This
so
was
much.
Epic. The budget is like pretty high.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, but I feel like it'll make it back and then some at the box office.
Honestly, I think once we get in the room to pitch this, we can be like, it's going to fill the void Game of Thrones left.
Yeah.
And I'll put that money there.
It's like Lord of the Rings,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
except just one movie doing what all three movies of Lord of the Rings trilogy did.
Completely.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
And until next time, bye.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.